And John S. Doyle is back with another look at what it says in your morning papers.
Pressure is mounting in Israel for the government to accept a Gaza ceasefire after the bodies of six hostages reportedly killed by Hamas in captivity were retrieved by soldiers from a Rafah tunnel. So Mark Weiss reports from Jerusalem in the Irish Times lead story. The Irish Examiner says that tens of thousands of Israelis marched in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem last night demanding an end to the war. In Ireland, responding to the deaths of the hostages, the President, Michael D. Higgins, said piling the dead upon the dead was a hopeless strategy, and he urged an end to the atrocities. The Examiner says it is believed that around 100 of the Israelis taken hostage last October remain in captivity, and many are thought to be already dead. The Irish Independent, in an editorial, welcomes the pause in fighting to allow for the vaccination of 640,000 Palestinian children against polio. But the writer points out that if there is no ceasefire, the infants being vaccinated today could be killed tomorrow. The Independent leads on its front page with an analysis of new figures from the Department of Education. Sean McCarthy reports that average class sizes in primary schools have reached their lowest level in 20 years, with 4,000 fewer pupils in first-level education this year. But nearly 1 in 10 pupils is still in an oversized class of 30 or more, he writes. The Irish Sun reports that Jerry Hutch, described as freed gangster, has invested in the bed and breakfast business in the Canary Islands. Hutch rents out gaffs to 40 Lanzarote workers, says one headline. Electric scooters provide the main story for the Irish Daily Mirror. Danny Duval reports that shops selling e-scooters are advising customers how to flout safety measures used to curb speed. The Irish Daily Star leads with the Bernese mountain dog Mally, who was missing for 15 days but has been reunited with her owners after she was rescued off a cliff edge on Aranmore Island in Donegal. The miracle pooch managed to survive by drinking rainwater off the cliffs, the paper says. The Irish Daily Mail's main story is about the band Oasis. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, has rowed in on the outrage over Oasis ticket prices and called for an investigation into the controversy, the paper says. Thousands of fans were left angry and frustrated by the vastly inflated prices for the band's reunion tour, the paper says. And it reports Padraig Tobin, N2TD, as saying that Gardaí should examine Ticketmaster's pricing structure. But what are you and your government colleagues going to do about it, Mr. Martin? The paper asks. Similarly, in the north, government must act on ticket touts. That's the view of Claire Hannah MP, who yesterday put her name forward for the SDLP leadership. As the Irish News reports, she said the government there needs to stop music fans being ripped off. But the disenchantment is already setting in, to judge from some letters to the papers. Is it just me who thinks people are mad? Asked Paul Doran of Clondalkin, Dublin, in The Independent. Oasis, I would rather watch paint dry, says Pat O'Connor of Cork in a letter to The Times. Letter writers in The Examiner are more concerned about badgers and beavers. So many pressing bird and fish life problems could be solved by bringing in the beaver, as the rest of northwestern Europe and the UK are so successfully doing, writes Nicholas Grubb of Cabo Quinn. And leave the badger alone, says Joan Burgess of Cork. She notes that in the UK, the Agri-Food and Biosciences Institute found that bovine tuberculosis is 800 times more likely to be transmitted from cow to badger. In Wales, she says, the levels of TB are reducing and they have not culled a single badger. They have focused on the movement of cattle, testing and biosecurity. In Ireland, by contrast, says Ms. Burgess, nearly 6,000 badgers were culled in 2022 and TB levels continue to rise.
John, thank you.